Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, we are in the beautiful town of Miami, Arizona, having a great opportunity to talk to longtime residents who also happen to be business owners. And right now, we get to talk to the owner of Sweet Memories, a small town treat shop, Diana Zaragoza. All right, Sweet Memories, a small town treat shop. Tell us about that.
Well, it was kind of a shock to all of us that the building was going to be purchased and what we were going to be using it for. Initially, it was going to be my mom's house designs, kind of migrating to that area, and it kind of folded into what it is today, which is coffee and treats and popcorn and retro candy. There's a lot of retro candy there, too, that a lot of the kids really like. So, yeah, it kind of evolved into what it is, and I'm hoping to evolve a bit more next year.
Do you have some ideas about what it will look like next year? And can actually share those, or are those under wraps and secretive?
Kind of under wraps right now a bit. I mean, we've really got to figure out scheduling and things to be able to operate fully. But right now we have some ideas of what we're going to do next year.
And tell us the hours of operation and kind of what the town's response has been to you guys being open.
Hours of operation right now are just weekends. So we're from 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday. And the town's response has been overwhelming, I would say. I just recently came back from Gilbert. I lived there for 30 years. I grew up here, but I was not a resident for that many years. And when I came back, everybody has just been so overwhelmingly welcome. We've talked to a lot of townspeople about the shop, and they were really excited about it. And when they come in after not, you know, kind of hearing about it through social media, they'll come in and just love the decor and the atmosphere and being able to see old friends. We just had someone come last week that knew the shop as another building that it was occupied. It used to sell guns there. And he came in and he had some people there that he knew, and he was telling my mom that he was just really excited about being there and the atmosphere, and so thankful to her to doing what she did to, you know, transition it into what it is today, and being able to see old friends there, you know, a communal feeling.
We had lunch today at one of the Mexican restaurants, and we know that Miami and Globe are known for delicious Mexican food. Yeah. So it's a little less known for coffee shops and candies, yeah, but you guys get to be a part of that new legacy.
Yes, yes, we're excited about it. You know, I think that's part of what we were trying to create, was to bring in the old feeling, right? Everybody was so close and everybody knew each other. And, you know, the street of Sullivan was so busy. I mean, booming with businesses. And us as kids, we used to just ride our bikes freely and, you know, just knew everyone and knew that we were safe. And I think that's what we are trying to recreate a little bit, in a way, to get more people to come into the town and experience what we have to offer, but also remember where they came from and those old memories, which is why we have old pictures throughout the inside of the interior.
Tell us about, if you would be willing to, your transition from Gilbert back to Miami. How old were you when you left and went to Gilbert? And then what's it like to be back and make this your home again?
Yeah, I left roughly 18, 19. And have lived there ever since. So now I'm almost 50. Coming back is different, but the different that I was hoping to have. So looking to have just a next chapter of my life in a peaceful, small community, which I know to be home. So, you know, when you're a resident here and you're a young kid, you want to hurry up and get out of the town. I want some experiences. I want new things. But as you get older and you come back to the town and visit your parents or family or whoever, you always feel like this is home and it's safe and it's quiet and I can just relax. And that's what I wanted for this next half of my life, is to come back here. And now I live here. I have a home here. And it's just, you know, the weather is 10 degrees cooler than it was in Gilbert, which is what I wanted. And just being able to walk down the street and not feel like you're going to be bombarded with traffic. And it's just really nice. Yeah, it's a very comforting feeling.
Thank you for sharing that. I know sometimes those can be vulnerable questions. I appreciate your honesty around that. And it's funny because when I landed here this morning at the museum, I said to Evelyn and to Tom, the curator of the museum, I think I've just found my next home. I've been longing for a place, and you've just described it so beautifully. And I'm also in my 50s, so I understand that desire to slow down a bit. However, I do have a question. As a budding business owner and entrepreneur, do you really have downtime?
No.
It's your own time, though, right? You get to call the shots?
It is my own time. It is my own time. I mean, I have my little dog, who is just the best thing ever. And so he's kind of my downtime. I watch him as I'm working because I work from home full time. And then in the evenings, I usually try to bake something or get ready for the baked stuff for the weekend. And he's kind of my savior in that.
So your work, you have a career outside of doing what you're doing with the family business as well?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, busy, busy. So Evelyn was just so sweet to come behind you and show me a sign about cookies. Am I right? Are there some delicious cookies that I need to know about?
Well, I sell chocolate chip walnut cookies seem to take off with everybody. Didn't know what to expect, what was really going to be the hit of the town or what was going to, you know, be something that people were wanting. And those cookies seem to be it. So I make sure and have those every weekend.
Chocolate walnut cookies. And you mentioned the retro candies. Are they name brand things like the...
Yeah, you know, we did have, like you just did.
I did the ring. I couldn't think of the ring. That.
Yeah, we do have some of those, and those light up. What's been our biggest seller, and it seems our most popular seller, is the candy cigarettes for some reason.
Well, I know why, and I'm not a smoker, but boy, do I remember the days of candy cigarettes. Are you kidding me? The very pepperminty, thin, chalky.
Yes.
they're not tasty, but there was something about feeling like, at least for me, feeling like I was an adult pretending that I was a smoker. What? And I don't smoke today. There's something nostalgic about it.
There sure is. Yeah. And that's our biggest seller, are those cigarettes.
And it's probably adults and kids alike.
You know, mostly kids.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I think the adults get a kick out of seeing them there, but it's the kids who want them.
Funny. A thin peppermint stick. So aside from the cookies, are there other types of cookies that you make as well?
There are. I try to change up the menu, so to speak, every single weekend. I try to have the chocolate walnut or chocolate chip and walnut cookies a staple, but I do make others, pecan cinnamon chip. I have made those, but I do a lot of cheesecake, and cheesecake seems to be a big seller too. So I've got an order actually for next week that I'm working on for two cheesecakes for their Christmas gathering, which is really nice. And those are the kinds of things that just makes it a, you know, that's why we do what we do. This lady comes in, she's another business owner in town, and she comes in every Saturday to see what we have. And we'll sit there and have, she always tries a different drink. She will have whatever's on special that weekend, and she just loves it. And customers come in that she doesn't even know and says, oh, you've got to try this cheesecake. This is the best thing ever. Or I love these cookies. Or so it's
she's your salesperson.
She is.
Yeah, I love it. Has baking always been a passion of yours, or is this a new experience?
You know, I used to watch Channel 8 cooking shows every Saturday morning with my dad. He always loved to watch those. And I would just love to watch them too. So I've always enjoyed cooking, eating more, but I like cooking too. And the baking stuff just kind of happened. I would see the, you know, the royal icing decorated sugar cookies. So I do those as well. And I would send pictures of different things to my sister and say, gosh, I wish I could do that. I wish I knew how to do that. And just kind of self-taught would start to do different things. And it's kind of evolved, like I said, the way it is today. But I mean, I'm no expert by any means, but I really enjoy it.
Well, clearly you're an expert at the chocolate chip walnut cookies and certainly as a business owner and storyteller for that matter. I'm really appreciative of you being here. Tell us again, if you will, where you guys are located. Sweet Memories, a small town treat shop. You guys are located.
We are located, and I'm looking it up for you at this very moment. We are located on 511 West Sullivan, and phone number is 928-473-1988, and we are open from 9 to 4 Saturday and Sunday.
I can't wait to come check it out. I will definitely be spending more time in Miami, and I think you pulled up a Facebook page. Where are you social media-wise on Facebook?
Yeah, we are under Sweet Memories in Facebook.
Very good. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.